Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer here in New York City, and I'm broadcasting from the Bright Red Desk. And I'm waiting for Heather and Mark to show up, and hopefully they'll pop in soon. It's that kind of day. It's been a little wild, a little crazy, and a little interesting, and I see Mr. Mark arriving here. Oh, hi, Mark. You're in.
Hello, Ann.
Hi, and I see Heather arriving. Okay, we're all all the gang's all here. Hi.
The gang's all here. Who's on tonight for hosting?
I don't know. I did it last week.
I think
week,
it might be
me.
I'll take it. Are you, unless you want it, Mark?
No, cool.
Cool. Okay, we'll start.
Yeah.
And the tectonic plates are rocking and rolling this week.
Yeah. Uranus, the world is changing and shifting. Big week. Yeah.
How is your mortgage, speaking of which?
Well, I got the appraisal, so that's good. Mm-hmm. I heard from the realtor that the seller got the appraisal. I'm like, how come I didn't get it? You know, it's my appraisal. I paid for it. So I wrote, and they sent it to me, and I'm not under, you know, I didn't overbid. It's worth $6,000 more than I paid for it. So that's good. They did a bunch of comparable in the area, so that was good. And now they said you have to pay your taxes in 2020. And I'm like, okay. But we just extended the deadline to, you know, May 17th.
Mm-hmm.
So and you I have money that I, you know, I'm like a Virgo, you know, I put the little money in the pot. So I put money in this pot and that pot. So I have a tax pot, which I didn't show them. Because, you know, but you see the money get sucked out of the bank account. You know, it's the tax pot.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my money. It's
exactly.
The government's money. So I said, okay, so if I transfer the tax pot in, because they're always like, don't put anything big in the account. And I'm like, all right, well, if I transfer the tax pot in, you know, you're going to get mad at me. Because they have these little videos that go, don't put money in the account. Don't put in unexplained money. So, you know, so I'm like, and besides, it's not due till the 17th of May. Like, what do I have to pay it now? You know? So, but I'm not going to argue. I'm going to be compliant, you know, in the, but my little, I'm like, really? Like, I got to pay the taxes now? You know, but, or show them I can. I don't know. So anyway, so, it's very interesting. It really is not an easy process, you know, and as a first time virgin at 66 and a half, you know, I'm like, and I hate dating, Heather. I hate dating. And this
is like dating.
I mean, you've bought and sold many places, so you know, you're like
three,
yeah, no
out of two so far, right? It's nerve-wracking. And, you know, Mother Cabrini's Three Signs of the Cross, if three things go wrong, you know you're going to be okay. Okay, it looks like we're on the air, by the way.
Yeah, we're on the air.
I didn't hear it go on. Welcome, everybody,
to
Access Astrology.
Yeah, we popped in after I announced that I was here at the Bright Red Desk, and I was waiting for you guys, and then you both miraculously apparated.
Appeared. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from Ronan, Montana. And Mark?
Mark Waltz, New York City.
And we were just getting the update on Anne's house buying experience. Mm-hmm. And your moon, Neptune is coming up to talk to your moon, but it's not on your moon.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
No,
yeah,
it's off my moon. Neptune's on my sun.
Your
son. My moon is 6.
Like you're kind of walking through the fog a bit, trying to find where you are this process. But everybody, I certainly felt the shift on Saturday as the sun went into Aries, and then on Sunday when Venus went into Aries, suddenly I kind of woke up. I still need extra sleep until Mercury gets out of Pisces, but I'm feeling much more dynamic and moving forward. How does everybody else, how did you feel, Anne? You sounds like you've been involved.
Well, I actually went, I have a group of friends and we did a little equinox ritual. So it was very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Sonia had this tape that she played where we did this 20-minute breathing out, releasing ritual. It was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, she told me the name, but I don't remember. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, okay, release this. You know, so there's five of us in the room going. It was very weird, but it was fun. It was very helpful.
Good.
So we had a good time. Yeah, so I felt like I released a lot of stuff, and you know, I want to release some of the anxiety. But you know, that'll be when that's done. So yeah, and we have a full moon this week.
Full moon coming up.
We have a
Sun
Venus conjunction, And we have Mercury mm-hmm. squaring the nodes, and we have Mars on the north node of fate. It's a big old week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Mercury squaring Mars. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And, you know, Mark, how have you been feeling the spring, oh, Aries that you are?
Pretty good. My solar return is coming up Sunday morning early.
Oh,
nice. Happy
almost
good. Birthday, yes.
Yeah.
So the returns are so important to us astrologers when the sun comes back to where it was the day you were born and you get to return to yourself and be uniquely you and honor what your needs are that day and be the center of attention if you get a chance.
Yes. Everybody yep. sings so, to you and they blow out candles on your cake. Yeah.
Mark, well, they don't. At time of COVID, they kind of let you do that. That's been really funny watching that people change their cake routine after in the midst of this. But, you know, the minute all those planets went into Aries, we saw, I was concerned because Aries brings that ready, fire, aim mentality that doesn't always think through consequences of the action just as spring break hit. And we can see what a mess it is down in
Florida.
Miami.
Down in Florida. Yeah, it's a mess. And today we had... You know, the moon is in Cancer, very protective and self-defensive. Mercury is moving into a semi-square to Pluto and a square to Mars tomorrow. And we had that big shootout this afternoon in Boulder, Colorado, with 6 dead so far.
Oh, I didn't hear
that. Oh, I missed that one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Somebody, they went into a supermarket and just opened fire.
Oh.
And 5 people and a policeman dead. And
makes the case for lockdowns. We should all be locked down because there's been a lot less shootings this year. Now they're letting them
has
loose.
Been a lot less,
people.
Right?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and but I think that it's also the that Aries energy that just goes, has no impulse control. I mean, there's Aries are wonderful for so many things, and it's low on impulse control, and so that combination can be a bit tricky with this. And the moon was moving into an opposition to Pluto, and that Mercury moving into kind of worrying about things in that semi-square to Pluto and square to Mars tomorrow. So expect tomorrow to be also kind of, people's nervous systems may be kind of ratcheted up.
Right.
And
right.
We can feel that tension around it and the anxiety and think it's about our house buying, but it's really just existential. It may also be about the house buying, but it is existential in this process. And, Anne, I'd love to hear you talk. I know you've done a lot of work with Ariel, and I've done some on the Sun-Venus conjunction, the beginning of a new cycle. And this Sun-Venus is in Aries, makes people even more passionate, for better or for worse. But
for passion or better
see?
Or worse. That's a really good point to say. Because remember, these Aries planets report into Mars and Gemini, who is this, and Mars and Gemini is answering to Mercury and Pisces, very unclear.
Mm-hmm.
But it's listening to that inner yearning of your soul, listening to the inner why or the direction you take. But yeah, every 9.5 months, the Sun and Venus meet up. And they meet up in what's called a superior or an inferior, and I happen to like to call the inferior interior rather than inferior because people
interior,
always get upset
yes.
about interior because it is more interior. So what happens
and
is
explain
when
the
it
difference
meets up
technologically
in
this, for people.
Yeah, yeah. When, yeah. So what happens is Venus goes around the Sun faster than we do, and when she's on the far side, so it's Earth, Sun, Venus in order, that's called a superior conjunction. And when she's near, when she's between Earth and the Sun, that's called an inferior, or I like to call it interior, because that happens when Venus is retrograde. So last summer, we had an interior, or an inferior one, on June 1st and 2nd. And we had the conjunction happen, interestingly, at 13 degrees of Gemini, where the North Node is today. Where Mars is coming in a couple minutes, right? And then we have the conjunction this week. We're going to have it at 6 Aries, and it's a superior. It's on the far side of the Sun, and it initiates a new cycle. So the theory is when it's over on the far side of the Sun, that is the growth cycle, kind of the new moon phase, and we then, for Venus, the new moon phase. And then as she whips around and she meets up with the Sun, it's kind of the full moon energy, but it's an interior one where we really look at what we've done, and then she goes back. So it takes her 4 years to go from the far side to this side by sign. So 4 years from now, or go back 4 years in March, what were you doing in March of 17? And then go four years before that, what were you doing in March of 13? And then so every 4 years now. So anyway, we start this new cycle. As we have this conjunction with Sun and Venus in Aries, we also are having the full moon the next day in Libra. So it's a biggie. And then that's also the day that Mars hits that north node, which he does every couple of years, but it's still kind of a whopper of a day. So we're going to watch it Friday, and we're going to feel it build up all week because of the cranky, crabby energy. Yeah.
Right, and impatient.
Mostly impatient. But we're also initiating a new creative cycle. And because Venus and the Sun answer to Mars and Gemini on the node of fate, answering to Mercury and Pisces, answering to Jupiter, answering to Saturn, this is like a pivotal turning point. So if you think back what was going on June 1st, 2nd, last year when we had the eclipses that were in Gemini Sag, and they were on these degrees, go back and look at that time and say, oh, yeah, that's what I was doing then.
Now, what
and
day
now
was that?
There should be, huh, pardon?
What day was that again?
June 1st, 2nd, when the Sun and Venus met up in a retrograde conjunction, yeah. The other thing that happens is when Venus meets up with the Sun retrograde, she turns into a morning star. So she's much more assertive. She rises before the Sun. She's very much the physicality of Taurus. Remember, Venus rules two signs, Taurus and Libra. So now, as she shifts back, being an evening star. She's going to have a real forward motion and initiating, because she's now going into Libra, which is all about the partnership and the relationship energy. So Venus is migrating. And then in 30 days, we'll be able to see her as an evening star. You know, that whole story, star bright, star light, first star I see tonight, we'll be able to see her. So,
I read with that. Is how important it is for us to find something that we are passionate about that feels safe and healthy and invest ourselves in. Right now, that Aries energy needs a place to go. It's so inspiring. It's so creative. But it's active. This is the activist, you know, the stand up for a cause you believe in because you love it. Without a cause, we get, you know, mass shootings and strange acting outs.
Argumentativeness. Yeah.
Right, and just a lot of extra emotional heart heat without a place to go. So it's important to dive into that creative process of Venus. You know, Venus on a good day asks us to be compassionate, asks us to take radical acts of kindness, and to create and to take some solution in our life, problem in our life that looks unsolvable, and find a creative solution. To look to not logic, but a creative workaround in the problems of our life right now. And if we can do that, we give this energy a place to go. That Sun, that Mercury-Neptune conjunction in Pisces is not good at telling what's real and what's imaginary. But we can work with our dreams. We can visualize. We can pay attention to those dreams. We can work with it. Just know that realism isn't the point with this. So drive carefully. While driving in the fog, drive carefully. That's what I'm seeing. Right. Mark, what are you seeing with this lineup?
It always is this special time when Venus and the Sun start a new cycle. And it invites us to do something different with it. So our whole area of creativity can change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an invitation for us to look and maybe try something different. In like even a hobby, even at the level of hobby, just you've been doing one thing, shift it into another, and see how what you were doing informs what you're starting to do, and go from there.
Mm-hmm.
And having Mars so much involved in this is really good. That full moon comes with Mars in a grand trine with Saturn and the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And That's really nice for using the Mars energy, because Saturn tames it, you know, helps Mars to get more realistic.
Absolutely. It puts muscles to our plans, the Saturn, that Mars does. Now, that also feeds off and bounces off the ongoing Uranus-Saturn square, which happens, you know, last time it was 1999 to 2000. Next time isn't until 2043 that those two square off. And they usually, we feel the shifting plates and tectonic shifts quite literally. There's a volcano in Iceland, and there was a 7-point-something earthquake in Japan, and we're going to be seeing this, you know, tectonic plate shifts all year long. Hopefully they're like these last two that were not those so dangerous. But all of our work life, you know, we're not going back to the old normal of work before pandemic. We're going to have to find shift into some third place that's not the lockdown, but it's not the old way, but may be a lot more dynamic with more people working from home than they used to, and see how this can work. I know Target just announced that they are giving up their downtown office space in their hometown of Minneapolis. They're moving to the outskirts, and most people will still be working from home, and they don't need to pay that much money for the big downtown space. I think this is just the beginning of that process, you know, when people discovered, hey, I don't need to pay rent on a giant space, and I can actually pay more to the people.
Right. Yeah, and also with the Uranus in Taurus, the last time he was in Taurus 84 years ago, was the Dust Bowl, and everybody migrated to the cities for work.
Yep.
And now we're well, I don't have to stay in the city. I can migrate somewhere else for work and do that.
I can go back to Oklahoma.
Else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Montana, like I did. Yes. And I think it's going to be see some real reviving of small towns in America. I know that a lot of property values are starting to skyrocket in towns that were dying because people are finding that small town life is so much more affordable if you don't have to work in the downtown area.
Yeah, they were citing a statistic, I think it was earlier this week, the end of last week, that 67% of people are like, I don't really want to go back to the office.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm like, that's a lot of people. You know, there's a lot of people going, I can work at home. I'm good. And then you think about the time you save commuting, you know, because, I mean, I used to get a lot done on the bus, you know, or the subway, you know, and reading books and stuff like that. But it also, it gives us a big shift in terms of how we have to spend our time.
Yeah. You know. And speaking of spending time, as we're getting to the end, let's take a caller. That's okay?
Yep, sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, hello, area code 718. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah. Hi, this is Ann. I'm on Staten Island.
Okay. When were you born?
Turn down your volume because we can hear you feedback.
Okay, there we go.
Hold on. February
19.
1952.
Mm-hmm.
Hatboro, Pennsylvania.
And what time?
Where?
Hatboro, Pennsylvania. It's a suburb of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At 11:06 a.m.
Okay. And what's your question?
I, too, want to move. Congratulations, Dan, on the house. I'm really happy for you. My daughter is up in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
The Bath, Brunswick area.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping to sell my apartment here on Staten Island and move up there.
That sounds wonderful, if you don't mind cold winters. Now, it's an interesting place because it takes you off your moon line, but that may feel actually more independent. Do you have work that you want to do when you're up there?
No, actually, I'm retired.
Right.
And I
so it,
really don't
it looks
want
like
to go
a
back.
Great thing to do. Great place to be while you're retired.
Okay.
And that's what I'm seeing. When we move you up there to New Brunswick, you said? New Brunswick, Maine.
Well, the Brunswick Bass area.
Okay. And what, and did you have any, what was your question around that?
Well, I'm just wondering if it's a good time for me to start looking. I emailed a couple of realtors up in the area and didn't get any response. And looking on Zillow, there's really not much available up there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if it's...
Are you looking to buy right away or are you going to just rent?
I'd like to buy right away if I can.
Okay.
If I have to, I'll rent.
Do you know the area well already?
Somewhat.
Okay, because you've been visiting your daughter up there.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a feeling that a lot of property, you know, the farther north you go, the later the selling and buying season is.
Yes.
And so there's a good chance that a lot of people are working on their houses now but won't put them on the market right away.
Right.
So if you get, you know, your progressed moon has just gone into Cancer, we can see why you want to settle down. Like you want a house now. But
mm-hmm.
you may not move exactly for about 9 months, it looks like, you, or you may be getting in there and doing some renovation because your progressed moon conjuncts Uranus in about 9 months.
Okay.
So if you, you know, my suggestion would be on that you get a hold of a good realtor, interview a few of them, and stay in touch with them. Now, Uranus is on your progressed sun. You want to move fast, but take your time. Don't be impatient about this. If you don't find something you like, do rent. But what I see is that you want to be first in line when those places go on the market. So think very specifically about what you're looking for, where you're looking for it, and let a couple of realtors know and see what they can do for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's been my plan. I do have two more names of two more realtors that I can contact.
And I would say, you know, find someone who you like because you're going to have to spend some time with them.
Yeah.
And someone who you feel like is respectful of you and that you, you know, you're working with. Pluto is slowly coming up over the next 2 years to your Venus. There is a sadness of letting go of the old community even as you step into the new one. You'll be fine once you grow roots there, but it looks like there is this problem of, you know, feeling sad about the relocation. So if you know, so while you're getting ready to all of this, to think about everything that you won't be seeing regularly in New York and do that now.
Because
I think once you get up there, you're not going to want to come back very often.
Right.
Okay.
And what about selling my apartment that I have here now?
What do you say, Ann and Mark, on that?
Mark,
it's apparently going
It's apparently what?
I would say, what do you know about the, I don't know the real estate, I gather is at the moment it's not that easy a time to sell things because people are moving out of town, but it might be easier in Staten Island than it is downtown.
Right, because it's more of a community. I think you can sell it by June. I would actually look to sell your place before you plan on going, unless you can afford both, because it doesn't look like your place there sells until we get to the eclipses in June. We're going to have the Saturn-Uranus come to your midheaven at 13, which says, okay, get ready to go, and then he backs up over the summer, and then he gets there for good in December, which kind of corresponds with your progressed moon getting to your Uranus, which is a new direction, and that's 10 months from now. So I think that it's going to take a little bit to get that the place here sold unless you're you know, unless you can afford to buy something up there. I think I would sell this place and, you know, just trust the process that you'll be released from it and sent off to the new direction in June, and then find something, you know, because you also, when you get up there in the summer, it there's less places to stay, right? So it's kind of, it's a little bit of a tricky timing with the way your chart's set up. It's not bad. I mean, I definitely think you're getting rid of the house. You have the node squaring your Vesta, but I think I would focus on getting your place sold, with the idea being, you know, once it's once you're released, it kind of pops you out. Because
I have a slight disagreement with that, on that, because I think that's the sensible thing to do. But I know that often the best pieces are put on offer in the spring. So I don't take something you don't want, but you may be able to do some creative process about borrowing money on the place that you've got and buying there, or putting the place on down on both and just taking your time to close up there, because it looks like, I just don't want you to miss, the things are so kind of wild cardish that I would like to just kind of keep an eye on that. I think she's right about when you're going to sell that, that's for sure. But I want you not to miss, because you're so impatient to get on with this phase of your life, it looks like, that I wouldn't take too much time about off.
Yeah, but Uranus is past or progressive on that point. So, and we have a square at 13, and then we have a square at 11. So her moon's 11, which is December, and midheaven. I mean, it may very well go quickly because the node of fate is hitting your moon in the eclipses in the spring. But I'm a little concerned about there's not a lot of activity in your fourth house of selling the house, you know, that you're in. So if you can afford both and can carry it, you know, can do a mortgage or something with the other, but because it's going to go fast if you want to buy something, but if you don't have cash for it, you know, by if you need to sell your condo to be able to buy something, I would
then
do the sell first. Yeah. And the other part is a lot of times when people change their jobs or they change their houses, right, they go together, but you're not changing your job. You're just trying to launch a new life. So there's no competing energy in those nodes, but you are born on an eclipse. So the eclipse says, okay, let's leave, and that's going to be in June, May, end of May, June time.
Okay.
So that would be my take. Okay. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, you'll be much happier if you take your time and concentrate on selling what you have, and the right thing will show up.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, because you're also when in Maine, you know, that's the rental season in the summer. You know, because it's a people go there, so you know the rents are higher, and a lot of people rent for the summer. You know, where can you are you going to live, right? So. I mean, closing in September is fine. It, you know, it does look like you're moving. That's the real key. So, but, you know,
it
depending
like
on how uncomfortable you are with not having your house sold before you buy something. So.
Yeah, don't be afraid to.
And sometimes they have contracts with the tenant that the tenant will keep, you know, have the summer for the house. Depends on what you're looking for, really. Yeah. Because they may have a tenant in there through Labor Day. Yeah. Because a lot of places rent for the season already. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where Bath is near. It's a resort, but Maine's kind of a summer vacation place. So. But I do think you find something and you're ready to roll. So that's great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm excited. And that it kind in my in the back of my head, I thought, well, if I have to keep this place and buy a place up there, I can do that for a while for.
That'll work.
And we see that, you know, when the progressed moon changes signs, which it does every 2.5 years, you can really feel an energetic shift in a person. And, you know, about a month ago, your progressed moon went into Cancer, and suddenly this urgency to find your new home hit in. Often if you take a deep breath after that urgency, like when my progressed moon went into Sagittarius, I had to travel, you know, and Scorpio, I had to go deep. That if you, you know, take a deep breath, then it can you have more patience with the process of the transition. But we all usually feel when our progressed moon shifts signs that urgency to enter into this new phase of ourselves.
So
well, it's almost done. This is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Montana. Ann
Orley signing off from the Bright Red Desk on the east side.
And Mark Waltz over by the Hudson River.
And everybody, have enjoy your shifts, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, thanks for tuning in.
Enjoy your shifts. I like that. Just think of it as a little wild roller coaster ride. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.